This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to our weekly exploration of equity and opportunity in Washtenaw County. We call it Washtenaw United. I'm David Fair, and this regular Monday feature is made possible through our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. On the whole, the perception is Washtenaw County is among the more well-to-do in Michigan. By many measures, that is true. But no matter where you live in our county, you don't have to walk far to find someone in need. And as a community, we need to help fill in those gaps. That's why there are organizations like Saline Area Social Services. I have two guests with me this morning. The first serves as Executive Director of Saline Area Social Services. Ann Cummings, thank you so much for coming in today. I'm grateful.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here today. Thanks.
And our second guest is Lynn Bush. Now, Lynn is a retired nurse and has been volunteering with Saline Area Social Services for a little over a year now. Welcome to WEMU, Lynn.
Thank you.
Let me ask you a question right off the bat. The acronym is SASS. Does anybody call it SASS?
Yes, very often. You know, with a long name like that, we have to shorten it oftentimes, especially for writing.
I thought that might be the case, but I didn't want to be offensive if I referred to that through the course of our conversation.
Please.
And I think the overall perception of Saline is one of a community that, by and large, does pretty well, as I had mentioned. How in demand are need-based services in your coverage area?
It's really interesting. You know, you think about an area of like Saline where there's lots of privilege, and a number of times a lot of the community members don't realize that over 1,000 households within the district are living in poverty. So there is a definite need within a community, even though it's not very apparent.
With that in mind, how do you define the vision and mission of Saline Area Social Services?
Yes, well, we've been in the community for nearly 60 years, and you know, since its inception, it's really been our mission to really serve those in the community that need the support in the way that they need it. So we are a food pantry, and that's one of the primary services that we offer, but in addition to that, we help the residents and neighbors that come to us with emergency needs.
And Lynn Bush, I mentioned you're a retired nurse. That is one of a number of underappreciated and underpaid professions in the service industry. Was it a natural transition for you to move into volunteerism?
It wasn't. You know, I gave it some thought after I retired, and I decided after about a year or more that I really wanted to start doing something. I learned about Saline Area Social Services through a friend who sits on the board, and my husband and I attended one of the fundraisers about a year ago, and it just warmed my heart to see what was going on in the community, and I decided right then that I really wanted to be a part of it and to be able to help out and give back to the community that I'd lived in for over 30 years.
What about the vision and mission that Ann just explained was appealing to you in specific?
At the fundraiser, there were a couple clients who utilize our services, and to just hear them speak about how much it's helped their lives and to help them get through just daily living was just a real eye-opener, and I was not aware of all of the other services that they provided, let alone the food pantry. It was just a real learning experience for me, and one that I knew I wanted to become involved with.
Once again, this is Washtenaw United on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Ann Cummings and Lynn Bush from the Saline Area Social Services. Ann is executive director. Lynn is working as a volunteer. Now, if I understand it correctly, Ann, 40% of your clients are children. And of the adult clients, 20% are women, 43% are working, but in low-paying and part-time jobs. 24% of the clientele is disabled, and 19% are senior citizens. You add that all together, and how many clients are you serving on a weekly basis?
On a weekly basis, we serve on an average of 300 clients every week. And so in addition to that, we've also extended in adding additional support within the school system and providing different services there as well. You know, we're starting to build additional programs within the community, knowing that there is a greater need than the 300 people that even come to our pantry every week. We wanted to make sure that the people who don't necessarily come to us still the needs that they deserve.
And Lynn, where are you applying your volunteer efforts in all of this and through the variety of services that are being offered through SAS?
Well, I work at the food pantry once a week, and my role there is to just help clients when they come in with their shopping needs. We help stock the shelves. We keep the place organized. But not only that, there are other events that go on throughout the year that, as a volunteer, I help out with also. You know, this past summer, we all got together and helped spruce up the yard at the food pantry and lay mulch. And so there's just a lot of things that we're called upon or asked to help out with throughout the year, not just the food pantry.
The services provided are obviously necessary and invaluable. What is not required is formation of any kind of real connection or relationship. Lynn, have you found that those relationships and those kinds of connections are a byproduct of being a volunteer?
I do. I absolutely do. And the whole group of people that I've become to know through Salina Arizona Services is just, they're all just a wonderful group of people that are willing to put in as much time as needed to make this successful.
And Ann, prior to becoming director back in June of this year, you had been a volunteer for 5 years or so. What was the personal reward that not only kept you coming back as a volunteer, but then led to a leadership position?
I guess my initiated outreach to Saline Area Social Service because I really wanted to give back to the community and knew that if there is support that's needed, I could be a part of that. And it wasn't until I actually, you know, stepped foot in the door and actually saw everything that that the organization does that I really understood the impact that it truly has on these residents.
Our Washington All United conversation with Ann Cummings and Lynn Bush from Saline Area Social Services continues on 89.1 WEMU. The organization is entirely community funded and reliant on volunteers. How big is the paid staff, Ann?
We have 2 full-time employees and 3 part-time employees.
And how many volunteers provide one service or another through the course of a year?
We have an average of 50 volunteers on a weekly basis and then hundreds of volunteers throughout the year. We have a number of food drives as well as other activities and other events that the community really rallies together behind the organization.
So from a budgetary standpoint, what does it take to run Saline Area Social Services?
We're at a place where we also rely heavily on in-kind donations, and we have, because of the partnerships with a lot of the different businesses, including the grocery stores and big box stores, we have a number of gift cards that also rely on a lot of the in-kind donations as well in churches. And so it's, you know, it's an average of, you know, $700,000, $750,000 for us to keep things moving.
Is that adequate to serve all who need?
At this point, yes. But as we continue to grow, we're realizing that there's opportunity to expand on different needs. So, for instance, before this year, we didn't have any student sponsorship programs. And so we're able to give additional quality of life to these families and students and opportunities so that they, these little senses of normalcy that are in addition to the emergency assistance that, you know, it's really our mission to make sure that nobody's really left behind in the community.
Obviously, you've mentioned there are a lot of community partners. There are a lot of individual donors that help support Saline Area Social Services. Lynn, were you surprised at the wide variety and just how many people, individuals, and businesses and organizations are contributing to the effort?
I was. And, you know, again, it's all been a learning experience for me. And just since I've been on as a volunteer for a little over a year now, there have been even more businesses come on board. So I think that it's, you know, the word's getting out there. And one thing that I've seen, and I knew this doing other volunteer work in Saline, is that that whole community is so giving. They really do open up their pocketbooks and help out a lot. And I think just recently, having been involved in a food drive at one of our local grocery stores, so many high school students are aware of what we're doing now and what we're about. And they're volunteering their services. And it's amazing to see these young kids willing to help out and are also becoming aware of the need in their own community.
And I want to ask each of you a final question, and it's from the inside looking out. Ann, how has your work with Saline Area Social Services changed your perception of the community?
It's really interesting. I think it's twofold. I think one aspect is that, you know, a little bit of what Lynn touched on is my eyes opened and humbled to see the outpouring support that the community has. And it's oftentimes people will just ask, how can I help? What do you need? And we're there for you. And so it's nice to have that reassurance, knowing that we have these pillars of support within our community. And then the second would be, it's really opened my eyes to understand understanding that even in a community that has so much opportunity for its residents, that there are still people that fall short and they need organizations like Saline Area Social Service to help get back up on their feet.
And Lynn, being that you did touch on how it has changed your perception of the community, I want to ask the final question of you, and that is, don't you find that through this work, there is such a good reason for optimism moving forward?
I absolutely do. I can see some of the clients when they come in, their positive outlook on what we're doing, and they're very humbled when they come in. And I think one of the important things is to make them feel comfortable that they've come into this organization. It's just a very wonderful experience, and it's humbled me as well to see and to be aware of all of the need out there. I did not know that it was that many people in our own community that needed our help.
Well, for those of you who would like to become more aware and find out more about it, all you have to do is go to our website at WEMU.org. We'll have all the information and all the links you need so that you can find what you are looking for. And thanks to both of you for coming in and sharing time and information today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
That is Saline Area Social Services Executive Director Ann Cummings and volunteer Lynn Bush, our guests on WEMU's Washtenaw United. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and is heard each Monday. This is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.